Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mpumimelelo Zikalala, legal analyst and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
I say Jacob Zuma's lawyers saying that the NPA is simply too biased to prosecute him.
Basically, that's what they are saying in the application. They are saying that the deposing of the lead prosecutor, Billy Downer, to an affidavit that was used by the Democratic Alliance in its fight to get this matter to be reopened, certainly must be investigated. And it certainly proves their case or alleges or what has been alleging of saying that he's too involved in this matter. Just remember, Advocate Billy Downer as a prosecutor subjected to the code of conduct as prescribed by the NPA Act and other applicable provisions. They say that he must be impartial at all times. Another question that must be answered is this one. How did it come about that he was able to divulge information that he got hold of during the course and scope of his employment? And if that is allowed, how many other cases are then discussed with private individuals purely that is not allowed? So that we are saying, due to his conduct, he's not going to do his work objectively. He's not going to stick within the provisions of the NPA Act. And that is in direct contravention of the Section 35 rights dealing with the rights of the former president to have a just and fair trial.
Is there any validity in the argument?
One would have to get the reason behind why did Advocate Billy Downer sign that particular affidavit? Why did he give the Democratic Alliance that information? We do have the Protection Disclosures Act, which may be used in instance of saying, he will then say to the court, I had to do it. It was a situation in which I was put between a rock and a hard place. I could see that certain wrong things were being done because I wasn't the person calling the shot. I needed to take action as soon as possible. And the only way in which I could do so was to give information to the opposition. Yes, I know it was wrong, but it was for the greater good of the public. Let us look at how the courts have dealt with this matter. They are agreeing with me, hence we are here today. So, yes, I might have done wrong or seem or perceived to have done wrong, but it was for a good cause.
Do they have any chance of success?
Depend on how the courts will look at it. Now, if you look at it from a strategical point of view, the only thing that can happen, they will then say, okay, Advocate Billy Downer, step aside, get another advocate to come in. And it doesn't change anything really because the evidence will still be there. The prosecution will still continue. The number of witnesses will still be there. Advocate Billy Downer will still be there in the background. It's just that it will not be the person leading or being in the forefront of all in this particular case. But it will not touch the merits of the matter, and it will not have an impact in a way in which the court looks at the merits or the guiltiness or the innocence of the former president.
And is this going ahead? Is this case going to, this application going to go ahead today?
The chances of that will depend on whether the former president is insisting that he must come to court. Remember, they are saying, we want our client to give zero vocal evidence, so we will go into the witness stand and give evidence. That can't be done virtually. In criminal cases, which is only in instances where it is mostly your sexual offences cases in which a witness will testify in camera. But in all other ones, Section 35 of the Constitution says that you must be present so that you are able to hear, able to give instructions to your attorney. And you also want to see your demeanor when you're in the witness box. So if that's the case and they're insisting on it, the judge might be forced to say, in the interest of justice, I'll grant you that particular opportunity. Let's adjourn to another date so that he's physically here and is able to give evidence. But I must note on that one, it's actually a very risky situation if you tell your client to go to the witness box first. Because in criminal cases, it's a wait-and-see type of strategy. I want to see the type of evidence that you have so that I'll be able to refute it fight it at a later stage. Now, it wouldn't be prudent for my client to go there, give evidence in an open platform, be subjected to cross-examination at this early stage. I still have my 174 application, which is to strike out the application. At the end of the day, the client is already given evidence. And I'm actually giving indirectly ammunition to the state of the evidence that I'm going to use against me, because they will then be able to source out the strategy that I have. Remember, in cross-examination, you have very limited amount of time and ability of saying what can be said and what can't be said by your client. So you may even say you are setting them up for failure, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, so it's a real risk. It really is. I would imagine that this is something that we can just anticipate the whole way through the case, is these types of delaying tactics so that ultimately the case never really gets heard. Because this is not about the case. This is just about avoidance.
I think that there are two ways of looking at it. One would say it's a matter of saying, I want my right to be protected as a former president as much as it can. Mm. I want to explore all the avenues that are available to me, regardless of the amount of time it takes for the matter to be concluded. Or one may simply say, they are bringing this type of applications to delay so that at the end of the day, there's no justice. However, the good thing about our legal system is that the case would never expire. It will always be there, and you always have to answer at the end of the day. It may take 20, 30 years for it to be finalized, but the end point is that you are going to reach a conclusion in this particular matter. And what is most important is that there will either be a verdict of guilty or not guilty.
A very, very interesting, and certainly this is going to be a conversation that we are going to be having for some time, I have no doubt.